Audience, do respond at any moment when you want. But I'd like to ask, you know, Alison, who's taught in, you know, not just Budapest, but in every kind of school, I think. Is that right, Alison? Have you taught? You've taught in primary school as well. You haven't taught in primary. Okay. But, I mean, one of the simplicities, which I was being slightly rude about, but although not naming it, was that skill set teaching, really, because of a slight defensive attitude. This is true of university as well. We might get into parents saying, you know, what is it for? Skill set emphasis, really, this is the, you know, view of the government sometimes, has actually damaged, or if not sort of damaged, you know, constrains the possibility of getting the joined upness of the narrative together, not in not an uncritical way, but there's been too much emphasis on methodology and not enough on substance. Have you found that, or is that a kind of non-issue?
I don't think it is an issue because in different different environments that I've been to, I have found that for a good history teacher, both of those aspects count. So there is a skill set which is valuable, and we would do well to remind pupils and parents of that. But ultimately, if we're not teaching history for history's sake, then there isn't any point. We could be teaching anything. And the beauty of what we do teach is that we always have a story. I would find it very dry to teach a subject like maths. Because we have something that's enjoyable and it's full of all kinds of stories. And the best answer I heard on a similar question was we interviewed a young man recently to come and work at our school. He got the job and he was already working there as a trainee. And when he was asked by a head teacher, he said, I'm thinking of abandoning history from the curriculum. Why do you think we should keep it there? And he said, because the pupils enjoy it and it would be a disservice to them if it were taken away. And that's the kind of history that we should aspire to, really.